Wait, what? Are we just jumping right in?
Yeah. Straight to it.
Fuck it. You might as well. I mean.
SoundCloud Music.
West, y'all. Crip walk to it. Crip walk to it.
Oh shit, I'm a little under the weather, guys, so apologize in advance. Ooh. The fuck was that?
My bad.
All right. And welcome back to the place where nothing is safe. This is episode 89 of the Jig Is Up podcast. Shout out to the 89 Batman. Every time I think about 89, I think about that right. Movie. And you know me, I'm your host, Yoles Marco, and I'm with...
It's your guy, I'm Easy.
Oh, sorry. What the hell is
that? Focus, nigga!
Sorry.
Fuck off your phone.
It's your girl, Miss Nessa, a.k.a. Blazer Mommy.
A.k.a. Distracted.
It happens.
Dick-stracted, probably. She probably got a dick on her phone. Anyways.
No comment.
However you're listening to this podcast, ooh, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review, and share. In the near future, you might find this on Spotify. But hey, fingers crossed. Hey. Fingers crossed.
Speak it into existence, baby.
But most importantly, share this shit. Retweet it, replay it, repost it on SoundCloud, all that shit. Like it, tell your friends, word of mouth. The word of mouth really works. So keep doing that. I appreciate that. And also the rest of the crew appreciate it as well.
We shall do.
Shall do. But man, before I want to talk about in the Nothing Is Safe segment, man. I gotta check on my man, LeVar, man. What's going on with this dude? Y'all heard about him lately?
What happened?
He just took Jello out of UCLA. He withdrew Jello out of UCLA.
That's another son he pulled out of school.
Because of the suspension. He thought that, oh, we cool. After, you know, we got released and trying to be back here, everything's cool, right? Nah, nigga. Your son was out there representing UCLA still. Mm-hmm. He embarrassed the school.
Yep.
Like, I understand your business and your brand is to get all your kids to play for the Lakers. I don't think that's highly. Jello is what? He's a 3-star recruit? You're a 3-star recruit with a full ride scholarship to UCLA? Yeah. That's all I'm going to say about that. And you're rolling around Westwood with a fucking Ferrari? But, I mean... Nothing to hate on Jello because he did apologize. And I think he would have did his bid with his suspension. But, I think what LeVar is doing from a morality standpoint is a bad look. Because when the going gets tough, you just withdraw and quit.
When the going gets tough, you don't get the fuck out of Dodge.
Didn't he do that last time?
The
right?
AAU game.
Yeah.
Because the referee,
like,
he didn't like.
Familiar?
Yeah. So, and for me, I'm just thinking, like, damn, like, what is he doing? Like, this shit is crazy. Like, why would you? For me, I'm not a parent. I can't tell a dude anybody how to raise a child. I don't even have a child of my own. But if, let's say, if I was in a position, like, if my brother was doing it, and I'm just like, nigga, you got to do your stint. You got to be real with yourself. You're a 3-star recruit. You probably need all 4 years of UCLA to even have the NBA scouts look at you.
Yeah.
And now he's talking about, I want to explore other options. And I'm like, all right. I heard he's not even good enough to be in the D-League now.
Damn.
So, like, what are you going to do? You can't ball in China. All you got is Euro. But he quoted, I'm going to make him way better for the draft than UCLA ever could have. The plan is now to get Jello ready for the NBA draft. And I'm thinking to myself, is that even possible? I mean, you guys are basketball people. Like, what do you think?
It's possible.
It's possible. What route can he take?
Well, we don't know who he's talking to behind the scenes. Maybe there's an agent he's talking to. I don't know, but you know, he may have some type of inside scoop where he can enter Sun into the draft. It doesn't have to be from a college, actually, even though they want that one and done thing.
Mm-hmm.
It technically doesn't have to be from
the college. I mean, but what is the likelihood for you taking that alternative route from, let's say, from the Euro leagues back to the big leagues or to the D league? Like, his journey is going to be kind of, it's going to be kind of long to get into the NBA.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I don't think he's a one and done talent.
Like Penny, he decided to take the hard way.
That's my mama's boo.
Oh, your mom still like chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. I mean, what about you, Nez? Like, you're a basketball person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you think of the whole thing? Like, you think it's possible for him to go ahead and make that move and get into the NBA, regardless of him being a three-star talent?
I mean, I'm sure he can, but I'm with LeVar. I just feel like there's a method to his madness, so I'm hoping, you know, things play out, because at the end of the day, you know, if his son really wants to hoop,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if that was something, because I don't know, I didn't look into that, I didn't hear about it. Like, how was his reaction with that? Was like LeVar, it was it just all like LeVar, on LeVar's,
or LeVar was probably like, this penalty is too harsh on my son for shoplifting, because he believed that shoplifting isn't a big deal, which is not a big deal in the United States, but yeah, when you're in a foreign country, it is a big deal, and he could have spent years in jail.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, if you just look at it with common sense, it's still not a big deal, even if their laws are different. I mean, I wouldn't say, oh, it's okay to do it or anything, but you know, I kind of get how he feels to give another perspective, you know. I watched an interview from, I think it was like USA Today or something like uh-huh. that, with him and his son there. His son was like, he was like, yeah, I don't care, I just want to play ball. So he said he's willing to do whatever he needs to do to try to get to where he needs to get to. So I don't know what kind of plan they have. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I feel like, you know, the media is like eating all this up, and LeVar is setting these little traps out for people just to
for my thing, it's like, how scouts are going to have a really good look at him if he's not around other NBA prospects in the NCAA?
I mean, because I honestly feel
for starters, during the offseason, he was playing with NBA players.
That's a pickup game, though. That's not like...
Still, man.
Yeah?
Still. That's still getting some type of experience and getting... like some type of camaraderie from the other players, like they'll like be his OGs for him.
But I can say that to a certain degree, because there's a player named Austin Rivers who was a high school prospect like that as well, who played in the gym with NBA players, and look at him now, dude struggling.
You talking about Doc Rivers?
Mm-hmm.
He's hooping.
I do.
He's hooping right now.
He's hooping?
Hell yeah, he's hooping right now.
I don't know, man.
Like overseas?
Austin Rivers? Doc Rivers' son. He's on the Clippers starting, and he's hooping right now.
Dude, I heard he's been struggling, but he's been, like, what's his stats?
He recently dropped, like, 30-something points against, I think, the Bucks, it was, or the Timberwolves. I forget which team they were playing recently, but he was on was it Flagrant Foul, whatever that show is called on Complex?
Oh, Out of Bounds?
Out of Bounds. He was just on there, too.
He got in trouble for cussing out somebody or something like that?
Or something like that. But he was talking about how, like, you know, his role right now is different from what it was before when CP3 was there and Patrick Beverly, you know. Now he's just a scorer. He was trying to play the role of, like, backup point guard and stuff, but now he's like, yeah, I get to step out and score. He worked all summer on his shot, and his stats is better than what they were before. So
I gotta pay attention to Clippers ball, because I mean, I'll see a couple of Laker games here and there. So
once football
is over, I'm gonna go ahead and divert my attention to the NBA.
Yeah, I'm not saying like he should get like the the scoring title or the scoring title or MVP or anything. Nah, he's just improved like a motherfucker. Mm. He's putting points on the board. So
that's what's up.
All right, Austin Rivers. Maybe I jumped the gun. Oh well. Man, shit.
Maybe Jello will be like
And then how you feel about
Jordan
Mello?
Clarkson or something?
How you feel about LaMelo? Because now that LeVar pulled him out of high school, now it's gonna hurt his chances to probably get recruited for school. And
you,
I think
what I would say, I don't think it'll hurt him. I feel like other than Lonzo, LaMelo was the next person that got all the eyes on him.
Yeah,
for his skill, like I think he's gonna be better than his other two brothers.
Yeah, the youngest usually shines the most because
they watch
the mistakes of big brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they usually learn from their mistakes.
Yeah.
But
don't go to China and steal.
Right, exactly. And don't do one and done and come in the league getting 2 points a game and shit. I'm trying to cheer him on. Like, nigga, you better step it up. But
I'm just gonna say LaMelo hit the fucking gym.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's really
get out there,
tiny.
Get your skills up and get more experience. But I think he's gonna go to UCLA still.
He's gonna go to UCLA.
And I feel like he's getting homeschooled because everything is getting too hectic as far as popularity. Yeah, because they recently
school.
Had to move to a different crib because their regular house people were like waiting outside and shit. Mm.
So oh yeah, they did relocate
the community. So
yeah,
I kind of get that.
But how would you buy Jello shoes? Because Jello's about to come out with his own shoes now since he's no longer an NCAA athlete.
I'm not buying none of them niggas shoes.
$500 for his shit.
Yeah, I'm not buying none of them.
Nigga, you ain't got a single stat. And you want me to pay $500? Like,
that's rent money. That's rent money. Nah. I can't do it. I can't afford it, nigga. If I was like Jay-Z or somebody or Ice Cube, yeah, I might buy a pair. Just to support.
You said just to support.
Yeah, it's a black-owned business,
Yeah. So. I'm just like, fuck, dude. Like, 500 and you haven't had a single stat, nigga? Nah, nigga. You need some kind of stats, my nigga. I don't know if the negatives or something.
I'm about to get the shoes that look a lot like them. That's under the same company for $70 and shit. The brand black.
That is too funny.
It'd be a triple C's.
It's like I got the not the team Jordans, but the team Lonzo's. Or
I got the fusions. I got big the ball fusions. Of fusions. the Zo Jello Mello collaboration fusions. Let's put them all together.
He's so dumb.
The Spizike version of the LeVar balls.
If I see an elephant
the
print.
The Bizikes.
If I see an elephant print on those motherfucking sneakers, I'm going to slap somebody on the design team. Like, what the fuck is this? What the fuck is this, B?
I don't know, man, but they choose like N1 shoes to me. So.
Shout outs to N1. It was the shit in the early 2000s. But, man, for me, man, I just want to get into this Nothing to Save segment real quick. One. Tidbit, nothing to save. Men, behave accordingly, because lately niggas begin to hit left and right with sexual assault allegations and sexual misconduct. In this climate that we're living in now, you're going to have to start complimenting women like niggas. So I encourage you, if a girl had her hair banging, like, yo, that shit looks tight.
Yeah, that shit tight.
Oh, yeah, that dress, man. You killing that dress. That's up. What's up, homie? You illing him.
You think you fly with the dress on and the shoes?
Yeah. Oh, these are red bottoms? These are bloody shoes? That's what's up. You know what I mean? Niggas can't compliment women like niggas really want to, so niggas gonna have to start talking to women like
bullshit.
Dudes. Because any moment, like, oh, he looked at me this way or he said something. I'm against, sexual misconduct and all that shit. But at times, there could be women who are lying. Let's call a spade a spade. So, fellas, be on your best behavior.
You can only P's and Q's, man.
Be on the P's and Q's because nothing is safe, man. These girls out here, you'll fit your coworkers or whoever, nigga. You're going to get in trouble if you say the wrong thing or something that perceives to be in a sexual manner. So, I just want to let my listeners know to tread lightly.
That'd be funny. Somebody come around and own it. Like, you sexually harassed her verbally. I'm trying to fuck. What? I told her I was interested. So?
Nigga gonna lose his job.
I'm gonna lose my job and go to jail for trying to fuck.
Oh my
god. Nigga trying to hit, man. Shit.
Yeah.
Bitches talk about keep it real. I'm keeping the motherfucker real.
Right.
You know, dudes be trying to like finesse it. They be like, oh, we should hang out sometime after work. Nigga. Nigga, stop lying on that bullshit and want to hang out sometime after work. Translation. This should be a subtitle. Like a subtitle. I just really want to fuck.
You know we get off at 10 p.m., right?
In the subtitle menu. Like English, Spanish, and real shit. What do you really mean?
We get off at 10 o'clock at night and shit, talking about let's hang out after work.
Let's go to the bar.
We should hang out. What time you get off work? Oh, I'll be up. I don't even be asleep. I'll be out somewhere. So
yeah, it's hard for me. It's hard for me to go to sleep right after work, you know? So I just got to get me a drink or two. You know, I leave my card over there. It's all right, man. Just call the Uber, you know? Good. You know, oh, I mean, hey, my bed is, you know, I got a queen size bed. At least, you know, if you just need to lay on the bed, I'll be on the couch. That's if you want me to just, you know, to join you.
Stupid.
You know, niggas dumb, man.
Like, say, you ever tried a purple mattress? That's your T-Pay.
I ain't got a whole Tempur-Pedic mattress, but I got the Tempur-Pedic top of the bed. You know what I mean?
The Tempur-Pedic top.
You know what I mean? Like, I got the foam mattress for the top of the bed, you know?
Oh, my gosh. You're so stupid. All right,
man. Turn it off on accident.
Ooh, technical difficulties.
Oh, hello. There I am. All right, and then another Nothing Is Safe segment I wanted to get it on about is Matthew J. Flynn. He's about to snitch on everybody on Trump's camp.
Man.
So if you guys been living under the rock, Matthew Flynn, the motherfucker who was talking about locking up Hillary Clinton because of the emails, he got into a little trouble. He finally couldn't stop, you know, he got in trouble for lying to the FBI. And people say, oh, but it wasn't under oath. Like, nigga, if you lie to the feds, nigga, you're going to get in trouble regardless if it's under oath or not. You're giving misleading information.
Matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter if his hand was on a Bible or not. What are you talking about?
you lied to the feds, nigga. What are you talking about?
Like falsified information, period. What?
Yeah, and now, you know.
You know they always try to find a reason.
This dude's about to probably be on the witness protection. If anything happens to Matthew Flynn from here, before he snitches on everybody in Trump's campaign, you know some shit's going to happen.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker get assassinated, poisoned, or just happen to have a bad accident.
Mm-hmm. I like he said that.
A horrific accident to, you know, it's like, dude, it's treasonous as fuck, dude. This dude was a fucking general, man. And the reason why he came out and told the truth, because he was spending way too much money on lawyer fees. It was costing him money. He had to sell his house.
Damn.
So he just broke down. He didn't have his pockets weren't.
I can't take this no more.
Yeah, it's like, it's fucking hurting my family. Yeah. I got truth cell set you free. And it's not like, oh, well, give us what we want. We don't want Trump Jr. We don't want Jeff Sessions or anybody. We want Trump. So, hey, it's not looking good for your boy, Donald J.
Did you hear about his diet? What he eats on the daily?
What he eat on the daily?
Triple bypass surgery.
Huh? Wait,
with a double chin?
No,
a bunch of oranges and shit?
He eats two Big Macs a day.
Stop.
And he swallows. He probably does swallow. He swallows it down. This is what was said on the news. He swallows it down with milk chocolate shake. And what the fuck was the other thing? Oh, and then he has a side of Diet Coke. Like,
That's
what he eats every day. Like, what the fuck?
Hey, man. He's going to die. I mean,
One way or another.
I mean,
think he's going to make it through his term?
Shit, I don't know if he's going to get impeached.
You mean the McDonald's?
Or he won't death by McDonald's, nigga. Like,
death by McDonald's.
I'm loving it. McDonald's like, yo, America, we got you. We're going to keep feeding him Big Macs till he dies.
Here you go, Mr. President.
Enjoy. Mr. President.
Why you still can, motherfucker?
You want another? You want a quarter pounder with cheese, too?
He's so sick. Mr. President, I added two extra patties in there. Enjoy.
Man, it was a crazy thing. I forgot what podcast I was listening to, but they were talking about the White House having infestations of ants, rats, and rodents.
What the fuck?
Yeah, man. Little dirty
like,
little.
Like recently, or it's always been like that?
I don't know if it's been always like that, but as of recent, yeah.
Damn.
You know what though?
He looked dirty
from
as fuck.
From back in the day, from what was across the street from the White House, I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, D.C., bro. If you ever been to D.C.
Yeah, like, you know how they show the White House and then you turn around and across the street is a totally different situation.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's like on some animated shit, you know what I mean? It's all nice and clean and shit. Yeah. And you step over, you're like, what the fuck is this? Dodging bullets and shit.
Yeah, something.
You gotta tell them DC Crips that you're not Cameron. Hey, don't shoot me.
Shit.
Damn. Oh man. And but yeah, man, that's all I'm gonna say, dude. Like, I'm keeping in layman's terms. I'm not gonna get into the specifics of the whole thing, but we all know that Donald Trump is in trouble and Matt Flynn is just starting, you know. It got to the point where Keith Olbermann was like, I'm done. This is it. I don't have to say any more things. Like, I don't see a way out of this for Trump. It's going to end badly.
Oh, wow. Man.
But this unfortunately, on some other shit, the GOP tax reform has been passed. 500 pages of bullshit. And you know
joy.
What? And it was so funny because to me, it's like, okay, we're all going to suffer. And no offense, but all you working class white folks who voted for him, this is for you. Y'all thought that Donald Day Trump had your back. Y'all didn't heed the warning when he did the housing market and he made the interest rate goes up, right? So y'all didn't mind that. But now you guys are going to have no tax deductions for any personalized items. You're not going to get any tax deductions from tax write-offs from donations anymore. All this shit is going to favor corporations. But yet the meat and potatoes, you know, and figuratively, of his voters or working class white people. And y'all fell for the same ass old 1800 trick for the millionth time. Blame black people, blame Mexicans, the reason why you're struggling and poor. It's always the rich white motherfuckers tell the poor white motherfuckers that it's our fault or someone else's fault why shit's fucked up. But behind closed doors, Donald Trump don't give a fuck about y'all either. So, y'all made your bed, laying.
You want
it.
Our money and your money.
Yep. Y'all made this bed, laying it. Shit, you know what I mean? That's the type of nigga I am, anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's your bed, laying it, motherfucker. This y'all wanted this motherfucker in office. Y'all wanted a white man so bad to the point that you had to slit your own wrist, figuratively. To do it. So enjoy getting fucked over by your new white president, number 45, dope 45, fucking you over.
Even Prince Harry ain't fucking with him.
Yeah, shout outs to Prince Harry. He said he's not welcome to the royal wedding. What did he deem him as? He deemed him as a serious threat to human rights.
Damn. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, like, I heard some people in, like, the UK are like, nah, he's not welcome here in the UK.
Damn, that's crazy.
You know? Hey, man, wife, you know, hey, it's y'all bad lane.
I just hope
it.
They don't look at the regular American people like us. Like, y'all motherfuckers back down
and
Trump
and,
up. No, we
and,
don't.
And it's going to suck.
Have
like,
here.
When we,
right?
It's going to suck when we travel. It's like, oh, you're American? I'm going to say, I'm Californian.
Yo, man, I'm from California.
Like, oh, okay,
Los
okay.
Angeles.
Like, okay, okay, I get it.
I get it.
You ever been to San Diego?
You know, you from America, right? Like, California to be specific. You don't fuck with that orange motherfucker. But, man, we could go ahead and get started with the NSA. Because I know Nessa, since she's hyped, she had some things to get out of her chest. You better say it with your chest, too. You better come with that same energy. from the group chat.
Get it out of your chest. See,
come with that same energy.
I just came from dance class, so I'm tired. There's no energy.
Nah, fuck that.
You came from dance class.
Yeah.
You dancing again? Yeah, that's what's up.
Fuck that. I need that energy.
No, it was just tonight because it was her birthday.
I'm a little under the weather, but I'm coming with that energy though.
He said, fuck that.
If I'm giving dance class. I'm giving you guys my all. I just want it back. Just make this good, Nessa.
Hello?
Hold up.
Damn, son, where do you find this? This is the Jig Is Up podcast with Nessa Service Master.
Remix.
Right.
Donald Duck version. All right, y'all. This NSA is brought to you by Ms. Nessa. It's going to be short and not so sweet, I guess.
Make it sour.
All right, y'all. It's supposed to be 2018, right? And I know I say a lot of things on here where you guys are just like, nah, not all guys, or not even guys, but not all females, like, roll that way. But when it comes to me and my girls, fellas, stay the fuck up out of our inboxes, okay? Especially when it has to do with someone that we're close to. I say this because the other night, was this last night? Two nights ago? Oh, yeah, it was two nights. Story time. All right. So earlier this year, I was dealing with a dude, and it was to the point where I was supposed to move out to this said state. And yeah, things didn't work out because I was doing my thing out here. Because I didn't see myself moving out there. And my heart wasn't all the way in it. So we remained friends, or at least I thought we did. And the other night, he went into one of my homegirls' inboxes and was like, basically asking her permission. Like saying, is it okay for him to look at other females? Like even though we're all friends. And she was like, yeah, of course. All my friends are beautiful. Her thinking this is a random dude, right? Because first of all, if you look at his avatar or whatever, it's not, you can't tell what it is or who it is or whatever. And they never talked like that. So she was just like, okay, think it's a random dude. So after she said that it was cool, he was just like, oh, yeah. What the fuck did he say? He was just like, yeah, because I'm not attracted to Nessa anymore. I fell off or whatever, right? So, of course, I got my feelings because I'm just like, well, damn. Like, I know I fell off like a few months ago, but I'm starting to get it back. Like, and even if you felt that way, like, why are you telling this to my homegirl? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like if that's how you feel, tell me about it. So I haven't talked about the situation. I was just kind of in my feelings. And then I kind of bounced back and was just like, man, fell off where? Whatever, right? So then today I had hit her up. No, actually, I hit her up yesterday, but she responded today. I was like, hey, I was like, what did he say after you said that? Because she kind of, you know, told him that he was out of line for saying some bullshit like that or whatever. And she said he kept hitting her up back to back messages to the point where she stopped like reading it, and she woke up to more messages of him responding to it. And I'm just kind of like, what the fuck is there to say? Like, I'm not understanding why. Sorry if you guys can't tell already, this is a mini rant. Like, what is the purpose of him hitting you up, number one? Number two, why is he saying things as if we're talking, like as if like okay, I knew we were somewhat cool, but we haven't talked in months. The last time we semi-spoke was last month because it was his birthday, and I just greeted him happy birthday. But the way he was telling her was basically like he was in my, like, hitting me up and trying to motivate me, like, oh, you fell off, like, you need to get back on it. I'm her real friend. I'm telling her this, this, and that. I'm like, when was the last time we even had a fucking conversation? You know what I mean? So I don't know. I was just really irritated and bothered by that, because this so-called real friend, if that's how you feel, you need to tell me about that, not talk about it to my friend. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because it sounds like some punk ass shit. Like,
talk to the source, nigga.
He was like saying that to her to prove that he's not interested in you no more, so he can show interest in her.
Yeah, like to justify.
Yeah, it sounds like some punk ass shit.
Right? So I'm just like, what the fuck? I don't know. But yeah, that shit didn't make no sense to me, because she was like, yeah, I thought y'all was still cool, the way he was, you know, explaining that he's been telling you need to get back to the gym. And he's just like, I tried, but I can't anymore. I'm not attracted to her. And I'm like, first of all,
nigga, were you trying to smash or motivate? Like, what are you trying to do, all both of them? Like, what was your intentions for that? You know what I mean? Like, for you to go out of your way and say, oh, you know, Ness fell off. Like, nigga, as friends, we could party till Ness, like, Ness, you kind of fell off. Let's get back on it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And mean nothing by it. Like, for him, he has some other motives. And now, since he feels like I'm not attracted to Nessa anymore, I'm going to go see what's up with Sheena.
Yeah, like, she's going to fucking see what's up. No, motherfucker, she not. She even know who you were until I was like, oh, it's this dude. She was like, are you sure? Are you serious? I was like, yeah. Because she had added him before that. She had added him because she wasn't even following him. So he was following her. She wasn't following him. So she was like, oh, okay, when he mentioned about the beautiful thing, you know, your friends are beautiful, whatever. So she added him, thinking that we're all cool. And then that's when he threw my name in there. She was like, wait, hold up, who the fuck is
and she stuck up for you, you know.
Yeah, she did. Yeah,
she stuck up for you, trying to throw you under the bus. It's like, nigga, like, I don't know, it's just weird to me. Like, I'm not gonna
for a dude to be doing shit like that, right?
Wasting your energy of doing that. Like, and good thing, like, what if you work with this nigga? A woman body changes. You get hormones. Exactly. You get pregnant, and he's just gonna dip out on you. Good. Fuck that nigga. You don't even need that type of person in your life anyway. So
yeah. And the thing that
I think he's trying to see if Sheena would bite, take the bait, and be like, yeah, I was trying to tell her the thing and all this other shit.
Yeah, let's go fuck around her in her back, behind her back. that's what he was hoping. I don't know.
We can hang out.
And the thing that he was saying too, but why though? I mean, I could see in the past, or not in the past, but when that shit happened. But then it's like, it's been months. Like, why did you wait? Because that shit went down June, July, August, September, October, November, December, 6 months. And then all of a sudden you saying something and we haven't spoke. Like, that's the thing I don't get. And then, you know what he said to her too? He was just like, yeah, she keeps being over here posting Throwback Thursday photos, like, instead of wishing she looked like that, she needs to do something about it. Motherfucker, I post a picture every day of how I look right now at this very second, every single day, while I'm at the gym, whether I'm here about to, you know, posting like about tonight's show. Like, I'm so confused on what the fuck is going
on. Talk your shit.
Like, the shit, it pissed me off, y'all know. It pissed me off. I was hurt. You know, and one of the questions were, I forgot which one of you guys asked. I don't know if it was you or Natalie or whoever asked, but like, well, is he relevant? Like, why does it hurt? And I'm like, that's it's not that.
That's a Natalie question. Is he relevant?
And my thing is, well, yeah, like, even though we didn't talk on the regular, like, from my understanding, we was still cool. So, and this was someone who I almost fucking uprooted my life and moved out to another fucking state to live with, to be with, to raise a family with. Yeah, you know, I feel some type of way. You know what I mean? So, dude, I mean, it is
like
what
I said,
is.
You could have moved there, got pregnant by the dude, and, you know, your body changed and all that shit, and he could have just dipped out and fucked with other females while you're still carrying a kid. And I think, and then, you know, on some other shit, not on a tangent, but I think the way men treat women while they're pregnant is indicative to see how much a nigga really gives a fuck about you. So that's like part of like the ultimate test too. Niggas out there sleeping around with other women while your girl, while she's pregnant. Yeah, like that nigga, that wasn't your nigga ever since. So Yeah, be careful about that. But I think you sound like you dodged a bullet from a crazy nigga. So yeah be grateful about that.
Yeah.
Oh, I am.
Like dodged a bullet from a sucking nigga.
I am. I guess I just it was more hurt. I was more hurt on the friend standpoint. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I thought we was cool, even though.
My thing is the same thing Marco talking about. Like, he was preaching all that, like wanting to start a life with you, an actual life with you, and worried about you falling off physically.
Yeah, it makes no sense. Makes no sense.
You was just there for the physical. Now I understand men are visual creatures. You know, like that's what we see first. Women, y'all different. You know, y'all operate differently when it comes to that.
But he wanted to have my child. So you mean to tell me you didn't think that I was just gonna stay the same way and then produce a child? And exactly. Like that shit don't make no sense.
And if you breastfeed too, you know, your titties mind just, you know.
Because yeah, I know it's premeditated for me, like thinking in that fashion, like, you know, the person I'm with after they have kids, like I'm not gonna be worried about them, quote unquote, falling off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we gonna get shit going. We gonna get shit together. So whatever happens, happens. So fuck it. Like that shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
If he's preaching all this, have my children and live the rest of my life with mm-hmm. you. Shit. That should be irrelevant.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, y'all can strive to not fall off physically. You know, mm-hmm. and try to keep what you can, but. As far as like really making that a deal breaker,
yeah.
Nah, bruh. Nah,
I guess I'm just confused because I know when I was looking at my Bali pictures, I was really in a bad place, like physically.
And
at
to be
least
clear,
to my center.
And to be clear, you're good, you didn't fall off, you're good, you're on the right path, anyway.
I'm just trying to figure out whose pictures has he been looking at because I think
especially after he said you only post Throwback Thursday shit.
Yeah,
because I see your posts all the time. I'm like, oh, this thing.
see you on fucking Snapchat showing out the little with that little strap.
Oh, the sweet sweat.
You know, all
and,
that
then,
shit.
And then. A few weeks ago, one of my snaps actually, because he stopped going on Snap for a while, then he actually got it back, and he was putting like fucking like heart eyes and kissy faces to me like a few weeks ago.
If you don't get the hell out of my DMs,
Snapchat for the most part, unless you see it in the corner where it says 1 year ago or 5 years ago from memory, like that shit is real time.
Well,
that's how I look at that very moment. You know what I mean?
Well, that settles it then.
I don't know. So that I was just confused by that.
This cat is full of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just want him some Sheena.
Man, speaking on some fuck shit.
Uh-oh.
Meek Mill was requested. he was denied bail.
Damn.
From the same judge who gave him that harsh sentence.
Of course.
It makes sense.
Of course the judge is going to be hard.
And
ass.
Then people will always get mad. Like, oh, the system is designed. Like, yeah, the judge is black. So sometimes... it could be your own kind.
Yeah.
Not all.
Especially. They,
not
they
all
go,
skin
they, folk. They going to go harder.
Not right? All skin folk is kin folk. Remember
hey,
that.
That's true.
So that's fucked up. What else we want
to That's why I rather. It's funny because it's not funny. But once upon a time, I used to not want to get pulled over by a black dude that's partnered up with a white cop.
Because you know he's going to have to go harder on your ass.
He's going to have to go super hard.
Be like that motherfucker from Boys in the Hood.
Boys in the Hood, man. Like, that's one.
You think you're tough?
What is you, one of the Rolling 60s?
You little Crenshaw Mafia motherfuckers, huh?
It's like, dude, I hate
that's why I joined the force, nigga.
My color's blue. That's the only color I know.
Nigga, blue lives matter, motherfucker.
Oh, no.
No diss to cops, though. But y'all do some fuck shit too. man, let's see. He's just going through these, man. Let's see. The big deal in the geek side.
Mm. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Disney's going around like Thanos looking for them fucking copy them rights. Like Thanos looking for them stones. So if you guys haven't known, been living under the rock in the geek community, Disney, I think Disney's about to get that 20th Century Fox rights. They're going to get the rights to X-Men and Fantastic Four, and that's going to be fucking awesome. And as a DC fan, they got to get their shit together because if this shit goes down, like if it really goes down, DC really have to reevaluate themselves. Like, okay, what the fuck are we doing? because Warner Brothers in DC had the golden opportunity. You have the rights to all your characters, and you guys aren't hitting it. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'm a DC fan through and through, but I like Marvel too, so I'm being objective about this. I'm not being biased, nigga. Like, if they get 20th Century Fox, that means Deadpool, X-Men, Fantastic Four, Namor, fucking Galactus, like anything that comes with Fox, it's a wrap. It is a wrap. So get your shit together, DC, because Marvel about to shit all over y'all. I'm talking about diarrhea, like all stupid. Over y'all. Niggas, man.
Stupid. You know what, though? I think, you know, in that sense, once that happens and stuff, I might cheer for DC more because I always go for the underdog.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a Marvel fan, but I'm a comic book fan first.
Yeah.
You know, so I like both. And I want to see DC, like, you know, be able to go to battle with them, you know, as far as the movies and with the characters.
Yeah, but I mean, and that's another thing. People say, oh, DC should chalk it up. They're taking the L's. I'm like, nigga, like.
Nah, I don't.
I'm just saying, but because people don't really read the comics.
Yeah.
DC's outselling Marvel in comics.
DC's
actually making better video games than Marvel. DC's actually making better animation than Marvel. They even make better television than Marvel.
With that being said, if they use these story arcs, do you think DC would be able to withstand Marvel's dynasty?
Well, first of all, Warner Brothers need to stand by their fucking directors. They need to stop undercutting them. Because DC at first, well, Warner Brothers was saying, oh, you know, it's their mentality was the Sandlot mentality. Mm. The Sandlot mentality was like the directors get to do their own thing and share ideas and bounce off of each other. But that hasn't been the case because Warner Brothers and the executives has been cutting shit off their films.
Yeah.
You know, the original Batman versus Superman was 3 hours. But they were like, oh, let's cut 30 minutes of it. And it fucked up the narrative flow of the movie.
Yeah, because once we watched
the Ultimate Uncut Edition, it made a lot more sense. Okay. Suicide Squad, same thing. They gave David Ayer 6 weeks to finish that script.
That's crazy, man.
That's fucked up. And then the only project they didn't really try to fuck with was Patty Jenkins' Wonder Woman. And look how that did. You would have thought they would have learned that with Justice League.
She was that chick on that poster flexing her muscle. She was like, y'all
Patty Jenkins like, y'all ain't touching my fucking movie.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers, leave me the fuck alone.
Y'all
got
all these other movies up. Y'all ain't going to mess this one up.
Don't touch my shit. And then, of course, with Justice League, unfortunately, Zack Snyder's daughter committed suicide, so he couldn't finish the project on post-production. They had to do reshoots, so they hired Joss Whedon, the director of the first Avengers Age of Ultron as well. They had him pick up the rest of the movie, and then it kind of like a clusterfuck, but in a sense, it still works to me, in my opinion. But
I would say you can tell where
Joss Whedon,
he picked it up.
And Zack Snyder.
Yeah, and Zack Snyder, where he left off. Like, I kind of wish they didn't have to do reshoots of certain things, and Joss Whedon would have picked that up from there.
Yeah.
Because of the stuff I heard, I was like, what the fuck, man? Why wasn't that in there? Or the stuff from the trailers and stuff. I'm like, dude, why wasn't that in there?
Like, they said, well, Kevin Smith on Fat Man on Batman, he said that Darkseid was going to make a quick appearance.
That would have been
like you know, kind of like a nightmare scene. Mm-hmm. You know, like Superman having like nightmares or some kind of vision. You see a quick flash of Darkseid. I'm like, oh, that would have me excited.
Yeah. So, because like that would be
or showing Deathstroke breaking Luthor out of Arkham.
Yeah. See, like
the process of it. You know, like
that would have been dope.
There are also like Green Lanterns visiting Bruce Wayne in Wayne Manor.
Oh, okay.
That was another thing too. Like, I was like, dude, like, this shit could have been, like, so epic, but...
Stupid epic could have been.
And then you get Danny Elfman to do the music. Like, don't get me wrong. Danny Elfman, you forever... He's a legend, man. You're a legend with Batman 89 and the Spider-Man theme song, but, nigga, you ain't fucking with Hans Zimmer. I'm sorry. You ain't fucking with Hans Zimmer. Hey, call the spade a spade. But I heard Danny Elfman got it on short notice too. So this movie's rushed as fuck.
Yeah, remember I said that. Like once we heard about it, I'm like, you know, It's some last minute shit, and maybe they wanted that retro sound from him though, and they just specifically asked. Remember, you said, DC, the higher ups, they like to undercut people when they're trying to be creative and stuff. So that makes sense, you know.
I sometimes feel like, man, Warner Brothers, I think DC should just pack their fucking bags and leave Warner Brothers. And Warner Brothers is so stupid because they're not living up to their fullest potential. Disney out here fucking killing it. Mm-hmm. Warner Brothers is probably like the only other studio that could threaten them as far as like marketability.
Yeah, like definitely.
Disney has Marvel. Warner Brothers has DC. You know, they got fucking Mickey Mouse. Warner Brothers got Bugs Bunny. Mm-hmm. What was the last... Nigga, you got one of the most iconic characters in cartoons. You got Bugs Bunny, Yosemite Sam, Taz. You got fucking Daffy, Sylvester the Cat, Speedy Gonzalez. Like, nigga, what are y'all doing with your cartoons?
Trying to make a Space Jam with
Tiny Brian. Toons. Like, Warner Brothers, like... Nigga, holler at your boy, man. Like, give me a fucking executive. Get me up there on the board and tell Kevin Tsujihara he fucked up by making a mandate saying that Justice League had to be 2 hours.
He deserves a roundhouse kick to the mouth.
You know, and from what I heard, Kevin Tsujihara wasn't even like a TV guy. He was like a strict businessman. Mm-hmm. And he just happened to be the CEO of Warner Brothers, and he made some.
That sounds like a strict business move, not thinking creatively. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like when you deal with art, dude, and Margot Robbie said it best, stand by your directors. Because it's hurting the brand. Mm-hmm. If you're saying that you're director friendly, because Marvel is not director friendly. Marvel's like, nigga, you get down and lay down. This is what we have planned. This is what we have planned. You willing to follow the plan? Okay, cool. If not, get the fuck out of here. Marvel don't play that shit. Marvel's like, we got how we want to set shit up. DC acting like, oh, it's director friendly. You could do whatever you want. No, nigga, we cutting this. This shit sucks. No, we ain't doing this. Nope. Fuck no. I'm like, Warner
maybe
Bros,
there's
can't.
A fine print. We'll let you do whatever you want until we see what you've done.
Yeah.
Then it's our turn.
Yeah, the execs, they don't know shit, man. If I were them, I would just... I said this a while ago on a geek chat line. I said... Warner Brothers should just, DC should just have their own DC films, have their own separate entity. They'll hire, you know, answer to Warner Brothers, kind of like what Kevin Feige does with Disney.
Yeah.
And just let them fucking directors direct, because the DC fans are rabid, dude. Like, they will fucking show up if you do their characters right. But I'll see in the next couple of years how it goes for Marvel, because I keep telling people this. There's been so many versions of Batman, Superman, Flash on different mediums, but Marvel hasn't had that. They haven't had that that pressure yet. So when you find the new Iron Man, are you going to make a Robert Downey Jr. copycat, or are you going to take the character in a different direction? And that's when the real shit happens. That's when motherfuckers in the Marvel community are going to start arguing amongst each other.
Hopefully Marvel will learn from DC. Like DC learned from Marvel in certain things.
It's going to get difficult, you know? It's going to get difficult because now it's like, well, I like Chris Hemsworth's version. I don't like this new nigga. You know what I mean? Like, see, DC had to deal with that for years. I can't wait to see that either. You know, I can't wait to see that too. That's not either.
I want Hugh Jackman's Wolverine, not such and such, Mr. Nobody.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Yeah, it's going to be funny, man, down the line when characters get replaced by different actors and different portrayals, and see the fan community argue amongst each other. Yeah, but right
all
now,
I know is for DC, all I want is not all I want, but I want to see an Injustice movie. Damn it! After B versus V, BVS after Batman versus Superman's, after Batman's Nightmare, mm-hmm. I was like, nigga, they better do fucking Injustice. They better, man.
Well, I mean, there's only going to be one DC movie next year. That's going to be Aquaman. Mm-hmm. I just hope it's good.
And I feel like, you know, there's certain stories that can intertwine with that, like Flashpoint.
Yeah.
Flashpoint can be within that. And
some people say they want to see a Flash movie, not a, you know, Flashpoint or Justice League 1.5, as they say.
Well, I mean, that's good. That's cool, too. You know, do a individual Flash movie. Have Flashpoint be a Justice League movie. Shit, I don't know.
I mean, DC has so many great story arcs they can go off of in the source material. They just, DC, take your fucking time. It's no rush, bro. Mm-hmm. Take your time. You ain't got to rush. You ain't. The Avengers fighting Thanos, and they did that shit. They waited. We waited for 6 years to do that ever since the first Avengers dropped. So that's about like 6 to 10 years of anticipation because we didn't know in the first 6 years that they were going to bring Thanos until.
Question. How would you feel if they, once they show Black Manta in the movie?
Do you want to see him how he looks in the comics with the ridiculous helmet?
No, no. Not that. What I'm getting around is to like a Young Justice Easter egg.
Oh, Aqualad. You got jokes.
Well, I'm just saying.
That man, would be dope. My nigga Marco was with Aqualad.
That'd be dope.
Oh man.
Better start getting this work.
get this
get
work.
Out here, get your SAG voucher, dog.
Yeah, that's why I've been hitting the gym a little bit. You know,
Aqualad on the way.
You never know. You never know.
Young Justice.
But shit, man. Let's see. One more thing I just probably want to say. Happy trails, Miguel Cotto. He lost his last fight. He's retiring now. And it's fight week, Loma versus Rigo. For all my boxing fans out there, I'll be watching that fight. So that's going to be a good ass fight. 2017 was a great year for boxing. 2017 was a great year for R&B. 2017 was a great year for movies too. So it was all good, man. So, man, we're just going to go ahead and get into the last round. We'll wrap it up. We're going to get into the shout outs.
Nessa?
Yes. Sorry. I started dozing. I had a long week.
She expended all her energy in her NSA.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
She came with that energy, though.
Oh my gosh. Can you guys go first? Sorry, I gotta gather my brain.
All right.
Go ahead.
Easy, you got a shout out?
Shout outs to Monica. Sitting across from me. Looking like a snack.
Ooh, get it, said, baby.
She said a full course.
Full meal. Course, huh? Well, I'm gonna have dessert tonight.
Y'all niggas is gay.
What'd you say?
I said y'all niggas is gay. Oh man, I'm gonna give a shout out.
Whipped.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna give a shout out to Emmett Walker. Not many people know him, but his post has been going viral all over the interwebs, and it's about him taking a picture of this lady behind him, and the caption said, "This lady's funny." And the story about it starts off as her. "Excuse me. I believe you may be in the wrong place. You need to let us through. This is a this line is for priority boarding. Me. Priority means first class, correct?" She said, "Yes." "Now, excuse me if they will call y'all after we board." And then he said he shoved his first class priority boarding pass in her face. "You could relax, ma'am. I'm in the right spot. Been here longer, so you could board after me." And then she said, well, she still won't let it go. "Oh, he must be in the military or something. But he paid for our, but we paid for our seats, so he still should have wait. He still have oh, let me read that back. It says she wouldn't let it go. He must be in the military or something. But we paid for our seats, so he still should have to wait. So he said, "Nope, I'm." He said, "Nope, to be big." "Nope, to be big to in every no." What the hell? Sentence structure. Okay. "Nope, too big to ever be in anybody's military. I'm just a nigga with money," and everybody in the line was clapping.
Wow.
Where was that at?
I don't know what airport that was, but fuck that chick.
Yeah.
Thinking that niggas can't have money, niggas can't fly first class. So I give a shout out to him for putting that bitch in her place. She was a bitch.
I love that. I love that shit. Why do I look like D. Riley?
Oh, D. Riley. Yeah, he's just a nigga with money. So,
and you know, and that's the thing. Some people, they still can't accept that. Like, they believe that we can't have money like that.
Yeah.
You know, they're stuck in a stereotype. Mm-hmm. That shit's a stereotype.
It's She over there talking to the, basically not allowing him to board. That's crazy.
She think that she got priority. He's like, nigga, you're in the wrong place. Like, nah, bitch, I'm in the right place, so fuck you.
She's like, excuse me, this isn't the colored side.
But my thing is, even if he was or wasn't, who, that's not her place to say it. That would be, you know, the people allowing them to come on.
That's just white entitlement.
No, I was about to say, that's just...
You know
no,
that.
No, no, I know that. I'm just saying.
They'd like, be like, excuse me. You know, you be wanting to tell them, shut the hell up, sit back, enjoy a Coke and a smile.
Yeah, so anything you came up with?
Yeah, no shout outs.
No shout outs. All right. All right, y'all. So, shout out to your girl?
Huh? For holding you down?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Sheena for holding me down. Oh, shout out to my mama. On Sunday, I went to her work party, and she won me a Fitbit, so it got me another Fitbit.
Wait, you got two Fitbits?
Well, my old one, remember the, my broken one?
Oh, okay, yeah, because I have one, too. It's broke. Yeah. So I was like, you got another Fitbit?
She got me an Alta, she won me the Fitbit Alta. Dude, they was giving away, like, 75-inch screen TVs, PS4s, Xbox Ones, laptops, like any, it's like they basically went to the electronics department, grabbed a bunch of shit, and then gave it away for the party.
Well, it's a corporation, so they'll get tax write offs, not regular people, so.
Yeah. Oh, and I want to say shout outs to Jamal, aka Dan. AKA.
I'm not going to call him Post Malone anymore.
I can't.
Don't call him Post Malone. Because at least.
Cause my Dan, AKA was not Post Malone no more. Because.
Post what Malone. Happened? Yeah. That he has no respect for the culture. Kind of like Miley Cyrus. You're going to shit on the fucking same genre that's feeding you. Fuck you.
Fuck same Post Malone. Genre that what gave you wings, nigga.
Thank you. Oh, sorry. I'm hungry.
Nah, but his birthday is Thursday.
Yeah. Shout outs to him. I gave him a call, see how he was doing, so. All right, so make sure you like us and leave us a review on our Facebook page. We just want to get our community popping there. So also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JiggasUpPod. And send your listener letters so we can read them aloud and answer to them. JiggasUpPodcast@gmail.com. You can also hit our website if you couldn't find us on any of the platforms of choice. We always have our episodes on our website, thejiggasuppodcast.com. You already did our shout out. So if you enjoy listening to this podcast as much as we love making it, because we do what we love and love what we do. And if you're not being your motherfucking self, you know what I gotta say? The jig is up. And we out.
Jig is up.
And thank you for listening. The jig is up. Nigga, I'm tired. I need to get some rest.